There was a church out east in the Maritimes. And the congregation, like many other congregations, had decided they would hold a social event. And it was going to be a potluck. Everyone was to contribute. And so in this congregation, as one might expect out east, there was a couple of fishermen. And these fellows, they decided that they would go out on the morning of the event and they would catch some fish. A whole lot of fish. And this would be their contribution to the potluck. And so they set out in the early hours of that morning. And God must have been with them because it didn't seem to matter what side of the boat they put their nets down on. They caught a lot of fish. And satisfied that they had enough fish to feed the congregation twice over, they headed back to shore. What they hadn't planned on was the extra weight of all those fish. And soon the engine on their boat was working harder than it normally needed to. And before long, just before coming into shore, they ran out of gas. Well, the two men weren't fazed. They pulled out their oars and they started rowing themselves into shore. Unfortunately, they got hit by a rogue wave and the oars were snatched from their hands. They were so close to shore, so close, not quite there. And that's when one of them spotted it, looking over the side of the boat, some rocks in the water. And he thought, well, we could use those rocks to walk over to shore. So the two men, they got out of the boat and they began walking on those rocks to shore. And when they arrived there, they were met by the local pastor. The pastor had heard about this plan for the fish and wanted to check in to see if they'd be back in time. So the fishermen, they see the pastor, and one of them explains, "Pastor, we just walked on water." "Yeah, we sure did," the other man chimes in. Well, the pastor, he just nods and he smiles. And then he replies, "Yes, you sure did. But you left all the fish in the boat, and the tide is coming in." Have you ever been in that situation? Maybe not that situation, but that place in life where everything is going right. Everything's working out exactly as you planned, exactly as you want it to. You almost can't believe your luck at just how good things are going. And then it happens. And it invariably happens. Something comes along and it just upsets everything. All our well-laid plans, our regular routines, everything gets upset by some unforeseen incident. And it's usually something that we could never have predicted. Now, normally when this happens, it's usually something that we can very easily recover from. We can clean things up, get organized again, and we can continue on our way. Most of the time, that's how it works. However, of course, there are those instances in life when we don't recover as easily as others. Perhaps it's an illness, a diagnosis we didn't want to receive. I got one of those one time when I was 15. I was diagnosed with cancer, not what I was expecting to hear that morning. "Could I die?" I asked. The doctor replied, "Well, with this type of cancer, and we've caught it early, I suspect we have a 90% chance of removing the cancer. So that means there's a 10% chance that I might die." That kind of information changes you. Or perhaps a loved one passes away, and we try to work our way through that grief, which is always the most difficult when it's an unexpected death. And of course, I find it's these issues around our health and our family that are always the most difficult to navigate a way through. They're the hardest to make sense of. As people of faith, our relationship with God, our faith. It's interwoven with these narratives about health, life, and death. And when we read Scripture, it's easy to understand why. Jesus came and He healed people. He promises life eternal. But in the midst of grief and anger, it is hard to hold on to that promise. It can be hard to make sense of that promise. In this story, Jesus is still dealing with His own grief at the death of John the Baptist. He's trying to figure things out as well. But in the midst of it, as I said last week, He offers that hospitality. And so we are called to hold on to our faith as well when life's tragedies come along, when those things that we don't expect come along and they challenge our faith. And I think in many ways we are a lot like Peter in this story. Peter gets out of the boat. He walks on water, but he gets distracted by a wave. Something unexpected comes along. And in this instance, it might not be a death or an illness for him, but something distracts him. And it makes me wonder what in our own lives are our own waves. What are the things that distract us from Jesus? Is it the rampant consumerist society that we live in? The relentless pace that life can sometimes have us moving in? One of the things that I said when I accepted the call to Coburg is I was looking forward to just getting that little bit outside of the GTA and slowing life down and trying to relax a little bit. And then I was waiting for gas yesterday and the gas station was busy and I'm like, hurry up! Do you really need to clean your windows? It's so hard to escape it, that distraction. I mean, the truth is, we all have distractions in our lives. Distractions that keep us from seeing Jesus Christ as our center. That keep us from fully trusting in Jesus. A traditional telling of this story of Jesus walking on the water is really one of full of Christian moralism. A cautionary tale of what you need to do and what you should not do. A story that tells you that you need to be brave and courageous. That you need to be strong and firm in your faith. That we are to follow Peter's initial actions and take giant strides in our faith to get out of that boat. That we too then could walk on water. And indeed, our faith is one that can be described as courageous, that requires a resolve to stay true to God. And let's be clear on that. That is something we are to aspire to. But I don't know if we're all there yet. I know I'm probably not. Because just like you, I have questions. And some of those questions then raise doubts, which raise more questions. There's things I'm not sure about. Things I seek clarity on by reading Scripture and spending time in prayer. But at the heart of things, I trust in God. And I trust that God will see me through. Peter trusted. He asked, "If you are the Christ, then command me to come out on the water and walk to you." And Jesus bids him, "Come. Step out of the boat. Walk to him." And I can imagine Peter being in the boat, getting to the edge and looking back at the other disciples and saying, "Watch this." And he jumps out and he starts walking. And you can sort of imagine that elation. This is really happening. Like, I mean, think about it. He's actually walking on water. And then it kind of clues in. It hits him. It's a dark and stormy night. The sun's not out. It's pitch black, and there's some really big waves out here, and then he gets distracted by one, And what does he do when that happens? Here's Jesus, and here's the wave. He takes his attention away from Jesus. And he stumbles, and he begins to sink. And at that point, Jesus reaches down and pulls him up and asks, "Why did you doubt? Why did you doubt?" Well, friends, I know that that's what Jesus said, "Why did you doubt?" But I don't think Peter doubted. I think he did something else. When he saw those waves, when he thought about what he was actually doing, during this moment, Peter did something else. As he was walking on water, he shifted his attention from Jesus to the waves, and he got distracted. Friends, Peter took his eyes off the prize, which is, of course, Jesus Christ. It is such an easy thing to do. I mean, here now, in this place, at this time, we have our eye on God. We are focused on God. However, when we leave, when we go about our lives, it becomes so easy to lose Jesus as our center, as our focus. And friends, we need to keep our eye on Jesus. We need to recognize Christ in our lives and understand how God is calling us and working through us. Friends, I think that there are times when, like Peter, we're going to need in life to get out of the boat. That with Jesus as our center, we're going to be called to get out of the boat, to be big and to be bold with our faith. And there will be times when the session and I ask you as a congregation to dream big with us, to follow a bold vision of serving God in this community. Times when we are going to have to trust, to really trust. When we are going to have to be bold in our faith and trust that God is calling us towards something. Those times will come, I'm sure of it. But there are other times as well. In one of her sermons, writer and theologian Barbara Brown Taylor writes or said, "If there is a miracle worth savoring in this story, then it's maybe not that Jesus could walk on water or that Peter walked on water. After all, if Jesus is the Son of God, then his ability to walk on water shouldn't really be that surprising. And the miracle is not that Peter managed the same trick for a few steps. No, the miracle is that when it was all said and done, while a soggy and chagrined Peter sputtered out seawater, and as the boat continued to bob around in the dead of that rather dark night, somehow in the midst of those humble surroundings, way out in the middle of nowhere, the disciples realized that no one less than God's own Son was sitting in front of them. So they worshipped Him. They believed. They trusted." Friends, if you want to walk on water, you do have to get out of the boat. That's true. And here and there, and now and again, as I've suggested, we're going to be called to be visionary. We're going to be called to be courageous. There will be times when we decide to do something new and something bold, when we decide that it's time for us to get out of the boat, to step out, to walk on those waters. But friends, there are far more times when life in the boat, as a community of faith, is what we need to be. A community of faith that trusts in God, which keeps Christ as its center, and which faithfully pulls on the oars against the winds that howl, believing that Jesus is near, and so we press on daily in our journey. We press on in faith, not because we've tested Jesus and found that He lives up to our expectations, and not because Jesus has enabled us to do something quite grand and eye-catching. No. We press on because we believe that Jesus, when through the Spirit we see Him and we hear Him say, "Courage, it is I, don't be afraid." Friends, Jesus is with us. Jesus comes to us walking over water, no less. And no obstacle can separate Christ's love from us. We simply need to keep Jesus and Christ's love as our center, to proclaim that indeed Jesus is the Son of God, and to worship Him, just as those disciples did so long ago in that boat on that dark and stormy night. Amen.